New Hampshire has plenty of state symbols. The state rock is, wait for it, granite. The state fish is the brook trout. Our state tree is the white birch. State insect, the ladybug. State gem, smoky quartz, and so on and so on. Unlike many other states, though, New Hampshire does not have a state fossil, at least not yet. To explain, we turn to David Brooks, who writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and GraniteGeek.org. Hi there.
Hey there.
These days, we often get state symbols through enterprising grade school students. That's how we got the state fruit, the pumpkin. So who's behind this state fossil bill?
Why, that would be enterprising third graders, of course. Actually, a group at Kearsarge Regional Elementary School. Their teacher, Tom Smith, was talking to them about it, and he was particularly interested because, well, actually, let me back up quickly. We don't have many fossils. We don't really have any fossils in New Hampshire for all practical purposes because of that granite, which is an igneous rock. It, you know, it's volcanic and it melts, and so it doesn't really preserve bones very well. So you don't get dinosaurs here. We do have the possibility of more recent fossils, including woolly mammoths and mastodons, and that is actually what has happened in the last couple of years, surprisingly. There is a father and son fisherman, Captain Mike Anderson, and his adult daughter, Kelsey, who are sailing out of Rye. And in 2013, they brought up a woolly mammoth tooth, and later they brought up a mastodon tooth, which is in fabulous condition. And I guess it has the world's mastodon experts all excited. And then last year, in 2014, a Plymouth State professor went up and found a, woolly mammoth. I wouldn't want to get them confused. Yes, a woolly mammoth tooth up in the Piscataquag region. So anyway, we had three teeth, I guess, from large, hairy ancestors of the elephant in our area. And that got Tom Smith, the teacher, excited. And so he went to the kids and said, hey, maybe we should do these as a state fossil. And they all agreed. And they send an application to the state saying, why don't you make the mastodon, the American mastodon.
Oh, the mastodon rather than the woolly mammoth.
Yes, I asked about that. The woolly mammoth is the one that you and I think of when we think of hairy Ice Age elephants. It looks kind of like an elephant with a fur coat. The mastodon's got more of a slopey head, and it just doesn't look as good. So I asked, well, how come it was a mastodon and not a woolly mammoth? The answer is there are four other states that have a woolly mammoth as their fossil already, whereas there's only one other state that has a mastodon, and the kids thought we should be special, and I agree with that.
But we might have a woolly mammoth constituency in the legislature that might decide to put this up for a debate and not just go with the mastodon.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so far it's an LSR, so a sort of a proposed bill that would make the American mastodon the official state fossil, and that will need to be debated. And the way things have gone in Concord and Washington and pretty much all legislatures these days, I expect it'll turn into some vicious battle, and there will be, you know, huddled discussions in the corner about different types of members of the order Proboscidean, which is what these all are, incidentally. And so I would look forward to that, be finally something interesting happening in Concord instead of all the other stuff.
And adding to the potential contentious nature of the debate, in the letter to lawmakers, this class noted the following, and I'll just quote, our surrounding states have state fossils, but New Hampshire does not. So it's closing the fossil gap.
It's an outrage. How this has been managed to allow for so long that we have no state fossil is I'm ashamed. I'm just, it's horrible. Come to think of it, I don't think we have a state subatomic particle either. So that could be another one.
Oh, third graders, got to get on that. David, thanks so much.
All right. Thanks.